Hey, Bob WP here, and we have a special show for you, our Do the Woo podcast listener. Woo! Woo! Let me make this short and sweet. If you're attending CloudFest later this month in Germany, you may also be attending or part of the CloudFest Hackathon. You can learn more about the hackathon in an episode a couple back, 463. But today, you're going to hear from some of the leads of the projects, letting you know what they're doing and what you can expect. So let's dive right into it.
Hey, my name is Matthias, and I'm the host of the Enable Mastodon Apps project at the CloudFest Hackathon. And we want to give you a short introduction, what we have planned on the hackathon. And for that, I want to introduce you to Alex Kirk, who is the initial hacker of the Enable Mastodon project. And I think he can best give us an introduction why he built it and what you can expect from it.
All right. So I'm Alex Kirk, and I created the Enable Mastodon Apps plugin. And to tell a bit about the history, I think you could say it all started with another plugin that I created, the Friends plugin, which, when combined with Matthias's plugin, ActivityPub, transforms your WordPress into your personal Mastodon instance. So, as you know, the Mastodon ecosystem runs on the ActivityPub protocol. So if you write something, it's been sent out with the ActivityPub protocol to other Mastodon servers, and now your WordPress can both send and receive posts through ActivityPub. And that's kind of nice. So on the one hand, you could have your own Mastodon server, and then you enjoy being part of the Fediverse that way. But if you have a WordPress that is configured in that way, there is one piece missing, and that's all those nice Mastodon apps that have been created over the time that can communicate with a Mastodon server. And when I took a closer look, I found that there was no strong technical reason why a WordPress plugin couldn't implement the same API as well. So I started to work on the authentication. It's just OAuth, OAuth2, and implemented the endpoints in a way that even though WordPress, you know, prefixes the REST endpoints, so there was a bit of hacking necessary there to implement the URLs as Mastodon apps would expect them. But I started to create the most important endpoints and try to connect the Mastodon app, only to run into lots of crashes, because while the Mastodon API has documentation, the apps kind of expect things to work like Mastodon. So eventually, I ironed out most of the bugs, but the innards of the plugin kind of reflect this hacky and reverse engineering style of how everything came into being. So now, with the plugin, you can use those Mastodon apps to connect to your own blog, and you can post messages, and that's actually a quite nice experience. If you use the Friends plugin, you can also see the posts of your friends. But actually, it turns out the plugin just connecting to a plain WordPress is also useful. So you can just read the blog posts, and if you have a multi-user blog, you can see what other people post. And posting there is quite easy. And one more thing is that it's not just for Mastodon apps. There's other ActivityPub projects in the Fediverse, like PixelFed, which is a bit of like an Instagram picture-focused Fediverse ecosystem. And it also works on the Mastodon API. So you can also use the PixelFed app to connect to your WordPress and browse image posts there. So this is how far the plugin has gone so far. And now with the CloudFest Hackathon, I think there is some opportunity to enhance it, improve it. And Matthias, could you tell us what your plan is?
So yes, as Alex already told us, he has built a very good foundation, but it's the plugin is not feature complete yet, or does not provide every endpoint the Mastodon API spec defines yet. So the idea is to fully implement the Mastodon API and map it to kind of an internal API, so that even if there is no core WordPress representation of a stream or a media endpoint or you name it, that other plugins could hook into the Mastodon API and provide their content. We also, as Alex already mentioned, he had some issues with different content types and different interpretation of content types from the variations of different Mastodon apps. So we want to also build models for every object that is defined by the Mastodon API, so that implementers could use these models to lower the risk of doing something wrong. We want to map every possible content from core WordPress, so that it's easy to publish new content to WordPress and try to best guess what content type it could be or how it should be represented in WordPress, because there's still some differences between notes and maybe full articles on WordPress site. And if there's time left in the end, to maybe map some other plugins to the Mastodon API, maybe some of the big WordPress plugins that provide their own content, let's say a podcasting app or an events app or something similar. So yeah, that's what you could expect. So I think from the perspective of the audience, we need PHP developers. It's nice if you have worked with APIs. It's also interesting if you have worked with the blog editor so far. And if you have no experience with all the mentioned stuff, we would find something for you. So come join us, have fun. It is an awesome project to make WordPress a bit more social and to increase interaction.
Hi, I'm Birgit Olsen, a freelance web designer, WordPress specialist, and a passionate advocate for diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging, in short, DEIB. I'm based in Germany, and I've dedicated over a decade to making WordPress more inclusive and accessible, influenced by my own journey as a non-native English speaker and a person with disabilities. Today, I'm excited to share a vision aimed at improving inclusivity within the WordPress community and beyond. Imagine tools and templates that help contributors ensure their content is accessible, inclusive, and resonates with everyone, breaking down language barriers and makes open source and WordPress truly inclusive. Despite my long involvement with WordPress, I've encountered obstacles like the lack of clear, accessible documentation guidelines and the challenge of maintaining consistency across diverse teams. The informal language and technical jargon commonly used in our community can be a barrier for those less familiar with English nuances. Our project, the Inclusive Language Checker for Open Source Contributors, seeks to address those challenges. It aims to streamline content creation, making it more inclusive, accessible, and understandable for our global community. This initiative isn't just about enhancing WordPress. It can be a blueprint for other open source projects to follow. We are looking for individuals passionate about writing inclusive documentation and developing cross-platform tools. Whether you are well-versed in the WordPress ecosystem or eager to lend your skills to a meaningful cause, We would love your input. Are you ready to join us in making a more inclusive and accessible digital world? Reach out if you're interested or have questions. Let's make a difference together.
Hello, my name is Andrew Hutchings. I'm also known as Linux Jedi, and I'm leading the project Integrating MariaDB Catalogs with PHP Platforms. At CloudFest 2023, several of us at the MariaDB Foundation were talking to hosting providers about ways we could improve quality of life for them. It was here that we came up with the concept of catalogs for MariaDB Server. Normally, when you want to do shared hosting with MariaDB Server or any other database, you have a few options. The first is to use virtual servers or containers to give each customer their own database server. The downside of this is it requires a lot of resources, particularly memory. Databases often cache a lot of data in RAM. An alternative is to give each customer a database schema in a single database server. This makes things messy and difficult for the customer if they want database tables for multiple applications. MariaDB Catalogs is a new solution to this. A catalog is an isolated container inside a MariaDB server, so each catalog has its own sets of users and database schemas, completely isolated from everyone else. Resources can be monitored per catalog, and in future versions, they can also be constrained for each catalog. This is all great, but we should have a way for administrators to easily manage catalogs for their users. This is where the hackathon project comes in. The idea is to create a PHP library that gives an easy interface for CMSs and other applications when they want to support catalogs. We would also like to create usage examples of this interface, such as WP CLI integration and other stacks such as Joomla. We need your help, especially if you know how administration works for CMSs and have PHP experience, something I'm personally lacking. 2023 was my first hackathon and my first ever time leading a hackathon project. It pushed me out of my comfort zone in a big way. I learned a lot and met a lot of amazing people along the way. I'm crazy enough to do it again this year, pushing myself even harder than last time. But the end result should be fantastic for many open source communities.
Hey there. I'm here to talk to you today about JSON Schema Form and Field Renderer project at the CloudFest Hackathon. Lars?
Hi there. I'm Lars. I'm a software architect at Jonas, a hosting provider from Germany, and I'm working on WordPress plugins and AI integration.
And I'm Daniel. I'm a software engineer at Automattic, working on WordPress.com. And in my free time, I help maintain WP CLI.
We want to improve user interfaces of WordPress using JSON schema in this project and emulate the options we have in the editor, in the web dashboard. Actually, all places where we can creating the user interfaces easier for you.
Cool. Tell me more, Lars.
Okay. Using a JSON schema, you don't need to write React code for writing user interfaces, but you can just, instead of writing code, you can describe the user interface using JSON schema definitions. With JSON schema, you have a strong tooling. And the actually cool thing is you get the user interface generated based on the JSON schema. And it looks that way that like the renderer defines. So in other words, you can exchange the renderer. So it looks, if we do a renderer today, it look like 2024. If we do a renderer 5 years ago or in 5 years, then we can write a completely new renderer, but you don't need to touch the code for definition of the forms. But it looks like in 5 years, it looks much better and it looks consistent across the platform.
Cool. So we'd love everyone involved in our project. We're looking for JavaScript developers, WordPress developers, UI and UX designers, and documentation writers. Everyone is welcome to help us create the best forms and fields project for WordPress.
Yeah, and I'm happy to meet all the WordPress enthusiasts and to exchange across the ideas to the other people have, and across ideas we bring into the hackathon with our project. So I'm happy to see you all.
And so Lars and I were both there last year. All the projects were really solid. And we're hoping that this year we can come up with even better projects and be more impressive than what was produced last year. So hope you join our project. Again, we're the JSON Schema Field Inform Renderer project at the CloudFest Hackathon 2024. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, too.
Hi, everyone. I'm Annemieke Bovelet, but feel free to call me Anne. I know it's a difficult Dutch name. I'm the project lead of the project called Can Everyone Use? Inspired on the project called Can I Use? That most of you probably know, where you can see per browser and browser version whether a certain piece of technique you're trying to implement will work. I'm an avid accessibility advocate. I know a lot about accessible design, content, and of course, some development, but I'm not a code wrangler like most of you are. What I do know, though, is that there is not really a centralized resource like the one on Can I Use for frameworks and accessibility. And I also know that you do not always have a choice in which framework. I know people can get critical towards developers and say, oh, they don't even know how to make that accessible, or they didn't make that accessible, or they didn't get the time to make something accessible. And this time factor is very important because research takes time. And this is why I'm calling you to come and help us at our project in our table to create this time-saving central resource on accessibility per framework. And I need you to bring the input on how we best create that. Which way would you like this information to be presented? Because, like I said, I'm not a hardcore developer. We have some people on the team who know a lot about digital accessibility, but we are used to digest lots of written information about all aspects of accessibility. And here we focus on development purely. Do you want this on GitHub? Do you want a central website? How would you think it's best maintained? And how do we update the information? You all know that way better than I do. So this is why I would like to invite you to our table for the project Can Everyone Use? We will learn a lot from you, and you probably will learn a lot from each other as well. So, see you at the hackathon. Bye.
Hi, I'm Robert Windisch from the WordPress agency Imside, and we are proud to bring our project, Managing Multilingual Content with WordPress Multisite, to the CloudFest Hackathon. We want to make the WordPress core feature Multisite easier to use, enable everyone to have a multilingual website. We were working with WordPress Multisite since it was a fork of WordPress, and even built a multilingual plugin based on it. We know that WordPress Multisite can serve as a base for the phase 4 of the Gutenberg project that aims to add multilingual into the WordPress core. During the CloudFest Hackathon, we will plan and build a proof of concept, making it easier to use WordPress Multisite. Our main goal is to make it possible for WordPress Multisite to serve as a default for multilingualism and not just an option. We invite everyone who has interacted with WordPress, from developers to content editors, and also people with a fresh and unbiased views of WordPress and Multisite to join us and help us to make this feature easier to use. We know that the CloudFest Hackathon is the perfect space for that because of the diversity and backgrounds that all people bring to this project. After several years of that event, I'm personally delighted to bring a project there and get the feedback and help from this unique group of people at that special place. I see you all at the CloudFest Hackathon.
Welcome to the Project Public Sector Website Funding Transparency at CloudFest 2024. Our two project leaders, Tim and Stefan, would like you to join the team. We think this project is relevant to our community because we want to make the CMSs that run our public sector sites transparent. Tim is the CEO of versionmanager.io, with whom we want to scan a list of domains from the public sector. Stefan is a board member of CMS Garden, the umbrella organization of the most active free and open source content management systems. The aim of the hackathon is to create a tool chain that can be used to scan the first batch of almost 500 domains. We anticipate that we will need to refine the scanners to get the most out of the crawls and store structured data. We also want to identify the most important questions that we can answer through our crawls. Using the structured data leads us to a landing page where we provide answers to the following questions. Which CMS do these websites use? Are there regional differences between states or trends we can track in the communities? Where are the websites hosted? If the team is quick, we also include sygos.de to scan these domains from a security perspective and add the data to the set. In the long term, CMS Garden will add more domains to the list, scan them all regularly to see how the landscape is changing and open up the toolchain to our open source friends from different countries. Be part of the project and join us.
Hello, I'm Javier Casares, one of the WordPress.org hosting team reps, and I want to talk to you a bit about the WordPress Tools for Hosting Providers project. One of the reasons WordPress is the most used content management system is the quality of its code, and that is largely achieved because the developers are the best, and also because a lot of testing is done on the code. And many of those tests are done by the hosting companies themselves, thanks to the tool that the WordPress community makes available for them. Do you want to help us improve those tools and provide better data to the community? If so, join us. In addition to checking future versions of WordPress, we want to include the possibility to test other tools or the combination of WordPress with other plugins and the way we show that information to developers, hosters, and users. So if you know about PHP unit tests, if you like developing plugins for WordPress, or if the hosting company you work for wants to get the most out of WordPress, this is your team. A year ago, I arrived at the CloudFest hackathon with not much idea of what I was coming for, and we ended up developing the official MariaDB plugin for WordPress. A great team, a great weekend, very interesting people, and above all, a lot of learning that has helped me to, on this occasion, lead one of the projects. So, you know, if it's your first time coming, don't hesitate to talk to everyone and meet spectacular people. And if you already know what this is about, I have nothing more to tell you. So if you have doubts, clear them up, sign up for the best hackathon, the CloudFest hackathon, because we will be waiting for you here. See you soon.
Hi, my name is Elias, and I am the project lead for the Hack the Hackathon project. What a generic name, right? Well, we want to use your expertise as an attendee or a host to create a FOSS-based platform based on CloudRun, so you can host a hackathon with one click. Okay, let's say a few clicks and some commands in a shell, but you can copy-paste some commands, right? Still too generic? Okay, what do you need to host a hackathon? A landing page, user management, for registration, sponsoring. You want to send mails, maybe a newsletter, you want to chat with people, you want to have appointment scheduling, financing tools, contracts, invoices, surveys for participants or maybe for your team internally. Maybe some source code management like GitLab, you want CI/CD, pipelines, Docker registries, S3, so much more, maybe Kubernetes, who knows. So what do we need? What is a generic requirement for every hackathon? What requirements is specific for this CloudFest hackathon? How much can we do with open source? How complicated is it to host all of this with one go, one click? So, if you are interested in hosting a hackathon yourself, or maybe have hosted a hackathon before, and maybe you know every FOSS tool out there, come and join us. Make the life easy for everyone.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm really stoked to be going to my very first CloudFest hackathon. And not only is Do The Woo a media partner, but myself, I'm honored to be part of the hackathon jury. I'll share more about that experience later after CloudFest. And if you are still wanting to attend CloudFest, you can do it. You can go to their site at cloudfest.com and use the code DOTHEWOO to get a free standard pass. So hope to see you there.